Welcome to a time of prayer and reflection. This is a slow, contemplative space to open ourselves up to how God may want to speak. I invite you to become still. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position wherever you are. Pay attention to your breathing and awareness. Put a hand on your chest. Slowly inhale and exhale. Notice your breathing slow, your lungs filling with air, your heart beating, sending oxygen to your brain and throughout your body. Imagine that just as your body is being filled with oxygen, your whole being is being filled with the Holy Spirit. Picture the Spirit moving through you, every blood vessel, every organ, cell, neuron, and nerve, every muscle and sense receptor. Imagine the Spirit bringing every part of you to life, healing, and rest. Lord, we desire to know your goodness so deeply that we can't help but experience your peace. Help us to know and receive your love and the promises you have given us. Today's passage is Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 4. These are words spoken to the nation of Israel when they are in exile in a foreign land, suffering greatly at the hands of an enemy nation. As I read the passage, listen for how it may speak to you. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What words or images seem to capture your attention? What emotions do they bring up for you? I will read the scripture one more time. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What stood out to you this time? What situations in your own life are foremost in your mind and your heart? In this scripture passage, God invites you to see your fears in the context of His love for you as your Creator and Redeemer. He promises that whatever you go through, you will not be annihilated. In what areas of your life do you fear loss or destruction? Are you afraid for your physical life, your relationships, your finances or work, your identity or self-worth, or something else? Tell God about your fears. Now ask God to show you your fears in light of His love and His promises. What happens to your fears when God shines His light on them? What do you notice happening within you? How does it feel to hear God say to you, "Do not be afraid"? Are you able to receive those words fully? Or are there any places of resistance inside of you? Talk to God about your response and about anything that continues to weigh on you. Do you sense any specific words or images of reassurance from God? Are there any steps of trust you are invited to today or in the weeks ahead? End with a time of silence. Let God's love soak into you, permeate your body, soul, and mind. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God, thank you that your love for us is fiercer, stronger, and more enduring than anything we will ever face. Thank you for taking this time for contemplation. As you go from this space, may you find that your Creator and Redeemer is always with you, bringing you rescue, redemption, and rest. Amen.